Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. A little bit of Van Halen bringing us back. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Sam Reese is with us, folks. Sam is the SEO of Miller Hyman. Miller Hyman is an organization that helps companies improve their performance, and Sam's been doing that for a long time now with a number of companies. He's been helping people to measure and drive their performance of their companies and in ways that through some of the outstanding programs that he's developed over the years, and he's here to talk to us about that right now. Sam Reese, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Looking forward to it.
And I said that wrong. You're president and CEO of Miller Hyman, aren't you?
That's right, president and CEO, and like you've said before, worked with companies, everything from the largest companies in the world, like GE, down to very small organizations. We cut across the whole gamut.
Yeah, there you go. Good for you. One of the things you do, Sam, is every so often, every year or so, you guys do some research to find out what the best companies in the world are doing, and so that we can share those kinds of best practices so that regular folks like, regular Main Street small business owners out there, like the folks listening to us right now, and me too, can learn from them. What have you learned lately?
Yeah, great. Well, yeah, every year it's called the Sales Best Practice Study, and it's the largest study of its kind, and that goes and figures out what are world-class selling organizations doing differently.
And you're introducing this to my audience first, aren't you?
Yes, I was just going to say, we haven't actually even put the final results out. They'll be out on our website here within the next month, but I wanted to give your audience a little intro and preview.
So we appreciate
a lot going on, but we took about 3,000 different organizations, skinnied it down, asked them a bunch of questions. About 6% of them is all that said they could answer at the very top of each one of the metrics, and here's what was interesting. So of all the questions, only 6% answered at the top two, if you would, answers for every one of those. And then we went back and drilled further and found out that those companies were likely to were outperforming the rest of them by over 20% when it came to things like revenue, salesperson productivity, account acquisition, lead growth. And so what I thought would be interesting for your audience is then the next drill we took is to say, what are those world-class companies doing differently when it comes to the specific activities they're leveraging to really create distance between them and the rest.
What did you find?
You got it. Well, I'll tell you, the first one is one I hear you talk about all the time. That's why I thought you would love it. Is one of the top five things they do differently is they have a formalized value proposition that is very compelling to all their prospects. They care about creating something that's specific rather than just winging it. And I hear you talk about it all the time with your audience about being clear.
Well, absolutely. And so if you wandered into any one of these companies' customers and said, what does that company do for you? The customer could tell you, right?
Bingo.
Their value proposition is so well defined that their customers could be salespeople for them.
You're right, and it's not from salesperson to salesperson. They don't just create their own value proposition. It's one the company believes in. And just like you said, the customers actually receive that value.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's clear and specific. That was one of the five. Another one that I hear you talk about all the time, too, is it sounds funny when you say it, but a lot of companies don't know that, but they know why their top performers are successful. They spend time figuring out what makes the top performers different than the others. I don't know why companies don't do that, Jim. But it ends up being one
I think a lot of people think that it's like some kind of an anomaly that this person is always a top performer, And they're like, they must be an alien or something. There must be some kind of genetic mutation that made them that way. And so all these other guys can't really accomplish that because they're children of lesser gods, right? And so, but what you and I know is that whatever the top person can do, the others can do at least to some degree.
No question. Yeah, you know, a few years ago, wasn't it? Some of the research we did about 4 years ago was really interesting because we found that if you're a top performer in one organization, it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be a top performer in another. And a lot has to do with, to your point, the culture of the organization, what works there, what doesn't. It. You know, to do a deep dive and figure out why the top guys figure it out and then help the other guys get there,
right.
It's just such a worthwhile activity.
Well, exactly, and use now. See, I've seen this happen before. Use the lead guys. You know, find out what it is they do the best, and recruit those guys, enlist those guys, to actually help train the other people.
Well, you nailed the third one. So that's what the third
sorry
one.
Sorry about
the,
that.
The five. Well, no, you're one heavy. Is that, you know, I pulled out the five highest ones that contributed the most to their performance, and number three was, they leverage the best practices of the top performers to improve everyone else. So they don't just know why the top performers are good. They do what you said, is they go and say, let's figure out specifically, and then let's roll out this learning so that everybody, even if they can't do it as good as the top guy, to some degree they'll get there.
When I worked for Xerox back in another life decades ago, somebody would come up with a great way to approach a company, and they'd have a great success story. In the next meeting, that person would make a presentation to all the rest of us on how this happened, what they did. I'm talking about nuts and bolts, soup to nuts, as they say, alpha to omega, the whole from one end to the other. Where did they start? Where did they end? Why did the customer do what they did? What was their issue? How did we solve this? And how can we take that strategy, that example, and go to the next one?
Yeah, remember, we're both cut from the same cloth.
That's
because my first job was Xerox as
right.
well. And I look back, my time was the early 80s. The things they were doing back then, if companies could just replicate that, just what you did right there, you know, to at Xerox, when you won, you got in front of the
right.
organization, you explained in detail why you won, and there was so much great learning from that.
Yeah, well, my career started in the 70s, and it's amazing, and I know you feel the same way. Sam, I mean, it's amazing how much of what I learned in those days, in my 6.5 years with Xerox, it's amazing how much of what I learned I still use every day.
Absolutely.
You know,
I mean, and it's amazing how much all that stuff, you know, because it goes down to just like the things that work in sport. You know,
it's
if you're
fundamentals.
An athlete, you know,
it's
work.
Fundamentals. X's and O's, if you don't mind the sports metaphor. Sam, hold on to that thought. Sam Reese is our guest. He's with Miller Hyman. He and I are going to be right back. We're going to talk some more about what he learned in the survey that he took of the best performing companies so that you and I can be one of those companies. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.